KDUS AM 1060 Tempe Phoenix and KSLX HD2 Scottsdale Phoenix is brought to you by AC by J Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Drains.
This program is paid for by Good Vibes Media.
Coming to you from a wrong turn off Route 66. Somewhere in the Sonoran Desert, it's James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks.
Good morning, Phoenix and friends. How we doing, ladies and gentlemen? James Out West, as always, with me in the studio, Ryan Rooks, on Saturday, July 9th, 2022. Day before the old lady's birthday. Shout out, Teresa. Happy birthday.
Hope
you're enjoying Minnesota, enjoying the lake life. I know the boys are. You, my friend, are about getting ready to go south of the border.
Yes, we're taking the family across the border, going down to Mexico.
And you're driving this, you said?
Yes.
Now, and you've done this before, obviously.
Several times, yeah.
Okay. Little sketch?
No.
Really?
Not at all. Never been.
So weird how I get different stories, because I got a buddy, Michael Parker, shout out.
Absolutely.
Michael Parker. Oh, that's hilarious. Michael Parker, shout out. He gets pulled over every damn time he goes to Mexico, and he goes the same place as y'all go.
It's as long as you go the speed
weird.
Limit, you just follow the rules. You're not sketch. It's not a big deal. Like, it's now I'm knocking on wood, because we're going down there for a week. We're going deep in Mexico, about 6 hours in, 7 hours.
Oh,
in.
Oh, you're going like into Mexico.
It's Carlos,
you're not border.
It's gorgeous.
You're not bordering it. You're not going Rocky Point. You're not going.
No. Through Hermosa, excuse me, Jesus. And then you got to go all the way down about another 2 hours past that, and then you'll be into San Carlos or Guaymas.
You, sir, are much braver than me.
I've taken my son and my nephew down there before. I'm taking now the wife and my daughter.
How long ago did you go?
Oh, it's been probably 3 years.
Okay. Has the world changed a little bit in 3 years?
Maybe.
You don't think the world is... You fucking with me.
Oh, of course I am. Oh, I know,
Jesus.
It's different, but I also have... You know, I'm going with Sean.
Oh, yeah.
Sean's been down there. So
Sean's a honorary citizen of Mexico, although the last time he was there, I do believe he got stuck there.
Things happen.
Remember that?
Hey.
I know I say remember that like we were there.
You remember.
I think I saw it on Facebook. I think he posted like one thing.
No, so. Hey, things do come up.
Yeah.
That's why you get insurance before you go across the border. That's right. You make sure you have a card, but also you got to get your pesos.
All that to drink cheap beer and sit by the water. I don't know.
But that's not even it. My wife has to go. We're going to go fishing, so we're going to go 10 miles out.
There's no other waters in the world that you can't go fishing on? That's why you're going to Mexico
fishing
is to go fishing?
In the Sea of Cortez.
I hear you. Yeah,
okay.
I know. You
so
show
then,
me pictures. It's incredible. I get
so
it.
So then you also get to go snorkeling or scuba diving.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to go snorkeling.
I just don't want to drive six
you
hours
see
through.
The mask that my wife bought. That are this and like a snorkel that comes straight up. It looks like the Smurfs.
Yes, I've seen those.
Okay, so, and then you can dive down, and then as soon as you come back up, you can breathe again. You don't have to blow the air out. It's awesome. It is what it is. But yeah, dude, it's amazing. It's gorgeous down there. So, and it's cheap as can be. You would think you're like in a different part of like
Hawaii. I hear you. You have to drive through 6 hours of potentially being pulled over, robbed, shot, raped, stealed, killed, whatever.
Okay, come with me. We're doing a boys' trip in September.
It will never happen.
Oh,
you're going in September?
That's
peak football season.
I shouldn't have said that, because I haven't gotten any approval yet.
So potentially.
But that's when you go good fishing. Like, you want to catch a marlin?
I'm cool.
What? You don't want to dive into the ocean and, like, if you see a whale or anything around you and just, like, jump in and, like, swim?
Hell no.
Oh,
hell
James,
no. That's their
so
playground.
Different.
That
we're
is their playground.
Yes.
Sharks and shit, that's their playground.
It's not a
I
shark.
Am not dipping
still,
in there. There's a million things in there that are tiny little bitty that might stab your ass, kill your ass, bite your ass. I'm good, bro.
So is the entire world. You can walk across the street and get nailed by a car.
Sure.
What's the difference?
But that car ain't going to come after me in the water like the shark will. Look, I'm in their playground. A shark's a lot faster and a lot more mobile than I am.
You're in this world's playground. Like, you can't just discriminate against
water. How often
water.
Do you see me leave my house?
Well, the studio is here, so the only time is when we do the radio show and we have to go down to Phoenix.
All right,
so,
I can't do
all
it.
Right,
I
all
can't
right.
do it. You're a brave man. I get why people go. I understand it, the allure of the beauty that is. But, dog, not my cup of tea, and Teresa hates it. I'm like, I'd rather go to Costa Rica. I'd rather go to Bolivia. I'd rather go to Belize. I'd rather go to Puerto Rico before I cross the border to Mexico.
Costa Rica, go surf some. Oh, yeah, that'd be gorgeous. I'd do that.
I love it. You're like, yeah, but, go surf some. James ain't surfing shit. No. I'm surfing the internet. I'm surfing the television. I can't surf. I'll be out in the water.
Why go
I'll
to
chill.
Costa Rica?
I'm making a joke. I wouldn't be there watching TV unless it was a Sundance football season. I wouldn't be watching TV. I'm just saying.
The old lady would be dragging you out.
I'll be sitting on the beach.
Okay.
Drink in hand.
Can we get into...
No, we can't get into anything yet. We're not done.
Gosh, dang it. Okay.
We're not done.
I have... Okay.
Following closing segments on going to Mexico. When are you leaving? When are you coming back?
Early week Tuesday.
Week? Okay.
Late Saturday.
All right.
So, maybe a show next week.
Okay.
But we also have another show that we're kind of excited about that we're going to probably do.
Yes,
that we'll be putting out. We can talk a little bit more about that
later.
Yeah,
we'll get into that. So, okay, so you're going to Mexico Tuesday. If you're not back by Sunday, we should be worried.
Yeah, if I come back.
Don't come back with an injury either. Every time you go, you come back with something catastrophic.
No.
Dude almost lost his leg the last time he was there. Talking about, oh, I was out there catching marlin. You almost caught an amputee.
Hey, Sean, no doctor. We
of course he did.
We got staples. It was fine.
The whitest Mexican I know, Sean.
Hey, it works. It's a blast. This is what all of this should be leading up to. It's safe and it's okay.
It should. And then you cross back over a underpass and there's bodies hanging.
Okay.
Just saying. Keep your head on a swivel. And you can't take weapons, obviously.
Well, my kids have life experiences, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I mean, yeah. Nothing says life experience like a fucking home invasion.
Okay, so when we go down there, we're staying this time at a condo instead of normally we'll do a pretty big house, but they're always gated. So inside the condo, once you get into the community, mm-hmm. it's gated.
Oh, okay.
So there's certain things that you think about. You obviously you got to make sure you protect.
One more step.
The two most important women in my life.
Yeah. Right?
So obviously I'm not doing this just because I already brought the son, brought my nephew. Like it's okay, James.
All right, bro.
You can make it.
Me and you, we can do it, baby.
When I post happening. All of these pictures,
and I'll first off, I probably won't see him because I'll be on Instagram. I'm never on Instagram.
Oh my gosh.
But.
You'll see.
I will see the photos. I'll make sure I jump in to look.
I'll show you everything when we get back. But
and I'm sure it's beautiful and you're going to have a hell of a time. I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's a lot of risk versus reward. That's all. All right. So what else happened this week? Well, we got.
Okay. Wait,
so entertainment wise.
Yes.
Thor Love and Thunder came out yesterday.
Did you see it?
I'm at home. I'm babysitting. I might go see it today. Maybe.
Can you not stream it yet? Can you not?
No, it's only in theaters.
Okay.
It came out. Literally came out yesterday.
Okay. I didn't know if it was.
Yeah. Okay. It'll be on Disney Plus in 4 months, whatever, but.
One of the 7 platforms I pay for.
Dude, there's so many now. It's like, remember, you got to cut
cheaper.
The cables. It's still cheaper.
It's still cheaper.
It's still cheaper. It's just, you have to treat the apps as channels.
You do.
Like and when your smart TV, you have all these apps, treat those as channels. Your TV is now your cable provider.
Yeah.
And the apps are the channels.
Oh, yeah.
And within those, you can find stuff.
But
that's how you get
to
look at it.
All you need to do is plug it in and connect it to Wi-Fi. You don't even need any extra plugs unless you're doing...
It's pretty impressive.
Us old men are like... Everybody else listening is like dumbasses. Yeah, we've known this.
Well, you'd be surprised. I'm pretty good with that type of stuff versus like cable and internet. You know, like that's a little bit easier, but I'm just saying, bro.
Let's stop talking about TVs. Okay, so...
We're not talking about. We're not going to stop talking about TV. We're actually bringing up more television, Rooks.
We're going to talk about a show. Okay, so here's what: Stranger Things, obviously, is one of the biggest shows
in the last 10 years.
Probably one of the greatest written shows as far as with kids, adults. I know we've watched every episode with our kids. It's
more than once.
It's been a blast. Did you finish it?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
I did finish it. It was impressive.
So, okay. So, from what I know, we have one more season, supposedly.
Yep.
Now.
I'm sure it'll be two parts or three parts.
We don't want to give any spoilers. I have some thoughts about what's about to happen. Maybe around some Max stuff. Around some Will stuff.
It was interesting.
But I don't.
It's a very good show. I enjoyed it.
It was a lot darker this season.
I do feel like in society, and people are probably going to beat me up about this, and don't judge me on this, ladies and gentlemen, but it does feel like lately, and it's not just Strange Things I noticed it in, but I, you know, I do watch Star Trek, the new stuff. So Discovery and Strange New Worlds and all that.
See, this is how we're different. I want to jump into the ocean. You want to watch Star Trek.
No. Discuss this. Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
Okay. Don't start.
I have my coffee right in front of me.
I know you do.
Okay.
But this is my contemplation. We're getting very, very, very more, not I want to say open, or it seems like more of an agenda.
I know exactly.
More of an agenda now that we show something other than heterosexuality. I'll leave it at that. And well, it's in everything. And not saying that it didn't exist before, because it did, obviously. But they're making it a point in almost every new show that that has to be a written-in storyline in everything. In every show that's popular, some that aren't. Some go too far and they get canceled. But I'm noticing that a lot more. Now, granted, because I like the show so much and I like the story so much, I don't let that, like, affect my enjoyment of Stranger Things, because they do it in a very subtle way versus some of these other shows. It's like over the top, you know, but okay. If I enjoy it, I still get into it. I guess it's what I'm saying. So it's like, it's interesting to me that we're at a time of that happening, but guess what? We're at a time now that the people writing these shows are living those lives.
Yeah. And the way,
and so they pull for personal experiences,
you and
good, bad, and different.
Yes. And you and I are very similar in the way our thoughts are actual, like, the way we respect people, the way we look at things. Now, the way that everybody brings up, it's like, okay, now all of a sudden there's a lot more race. There's a lot more different things going on in shows. There's a lot more bisexuality. There's more even just being gay or lesbian.
Pansexuality.
Like, but like, there's so many different things that they're trying to dabble in. However, you have to look at today's, what is successful? When you look back before, like, what was good on TV? Okay, you had to have a pretty wife, right? If you're going to write a show, got to make sure that there's that.
She's good looking.
Correct.
He's either funny now, or action adventure.
Yeah, and typically it was the chubby comedian, right? Yeah. With the hot wife that he never deserved.
Well, no, he deserved her. From a physical standpoint, no, but he was funny enough to get her and keep her, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, did it.
Some of the best looking women are with some of the ugliest men that aren't rich. I had to make sure we put that caveat in there.
Throw that in there. We're lucky. We'll
oh yeah.
Love you, ladies. But now this is what is successful. So whether you like it or not, it's like you're running uphill.
Yeah. We are. Shout out Kate Bush.
Who's
making a ton of money right now because she owns her masters.
Well, that's what smart people did back in the day before they didn't want to sign, because that was ridiculous. And the money that you can just...
So I think they said she's making $250,000 a week she's been making off of this now, or it's $2.5 million. It's a big number. I know there's a big number between 250 and 2.5, but it's something like that she's been gaining since this song has gone back to the charts, to number one.
I love that this show is making 80 music like
popular
actually
again.
Sound. I didn't really like 80s music when I was growing up.
But look where you lived. You were big into culture.
Yes. Okay. So I understand that. I was also around a single mom who was all about the 80s. Okay. So I heard all of it, just wasn't a fan of it.
Not cool, Mom. I'm not listening to Hall & Oates, Mom. Give me some KR Spice One.
Like, don't tell me how many ridiculous movies I've watched. What? But so with going through it, it's awesome to watch it with my kids and actually enjoy it. And they think it's the coolest thing. I actually had my son and his friend tell me they wish that they grew up in the 80s. I said, you guys are the first person that I probably have ever heard say that.
We're going to hear that more and more, because they're right. They wish they grew up in the 80s, because the 80s was awesome.
No, it was not.
What are you talking about? How is the 80s not awesome? I had a fun childhood, and we grew up poor as shit.
Don't get me. I'm not changing a thing in my life. I'm saying was 90s was corny, but that was my jam. 80s was, no.
Oh, man.
Too much hair. Too much, like, just everywhere. Like, guys had way
I will
too
say
much
that.
Fluff with
now,
girls.
Now, I wasn't an 80s hairband guy. I was never into those peeps.
Don't tell me that. When I first met you, you were wearing leather bands and...
I rode a motorcycle. I didn't have my hair frayed out.
You were not riding a motorcycle.
Yes, I was.
No, you were not.
Rooks, if I had leather strap on my arm, I had a bike.
100. I will bet you money. We can check Dayton. Let's talk Nate. We'll go back.
Yeah.
Carisi.
There's pictures.
Before
I had a bike.
Before you had your bike.
I didn't
have... Yes.
No.
bro.
You're wrong. Okay. All right. You're wrong.
Can we?
I would run the Trump. You're wrong. But we're not going to do that.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to talk about? Because this is awesome, and I love. It was a great show.
It was awesome. Obviously, they're making a fifth.
We are here for sports. Typically,
we're here for everything. It's Saturday in the off season, bro.
Yeah, we're both in tank tops. It's
which
hot.
Is which was not planned. I don't know how that
it's
happened,
just
but
too hot.
It is. I mean, the garage is tolerable. The studio is tolerable right now.
Because
I mean, there's
early
a huge
in the morning.
There's a huge plume of smoke in here from the incense.
Yeah, it's.
But other than that, like, it ain't too bad. Granted, we're 15 minutes in and haven't spoke a lick about Baker Mayfield. What? Haven't spoke a lick about
sports.
What? So. We'll get into that.
Okay.
Show was great. Okay. If you haven't watched it, finish it up. We gave away zero spoilers except for the fact that they have awesome music. Story's good. It's long. It is very long.
It's only two episodes, so you have about in total.
If you didn't watch the first
two,
part.
Okay, if you didn't watch, well, after, what was it, July 1st it came out?
Yep.
So the second part of it was only two episodes, but I think it was like 3 hours and 40 minutes total.
One was like 1:40 and one was like two and some change.
Something,
so.
Yeah. So it's well worth it. The first, I think there were seven or eight. It was a great season.
It was awesome.
These kids,
very excited.
It's amazing to see them growing up, like the way that they are.
Oh.
And it's. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, seriously. Continue.
Oh, no. Just the kids, and you see the age progression, and you see them on the talk show. So you get to hear them actually more and more this recently on talk shows.
Yeah.
And it's just hilarious to watch them now comparative to what? Was that 5-6 years ago? Has it been that long? Seems like it.
No, it really has. Well, you got to figure this last one took. How long did this last one take?
What, a year and a half? And then maybe even longer with COVID?
You know what I mean?
Because I know they split it, obviously, but they wrote it differently.
How
so.
About this, though?
Okay.
We didn't talk about this.
Are
this
gonna,
was the other
thing. Are
you
going to get into...
Is this is the other thing. No, this is the thing we didn't talk about.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you watch? Bro. Tell me you watched Obi-Wan. You didn't watch Obi-Wan? Are you not a Star Wars guy?
No, I'm not against it. But again, you're Star Trek, you're Star Wars. Like, I...
Well, I'm not necessarily...
Have you come to destroy me,
Brooks,
Obi-Wan?
Come over here and try and destroy me? You over here talk about you didn't watch? Are you serious? You didn't watch Obi-Wan? You don't watch Star Wars?
I watched all the original ones. My dad was a huge Yoda fan.
Hold on. So you watched the
I lost
OGs.
It when the stuff that came out, the horrible ones in the early 2000s, I was completely thrown off. Obviously, I've seen all of them up to when, what's his name, came back? Luke.
Oh, so you've seen all of those.
Yeah, so I've seen everything up till that. So anything besides like the cartoon ones.
Right. Did you watch Mandalorian?
No. No, that's a side story. I'm not a geek about it.
Okay, I mean, I don't think you have to be a geek about it to like it.
No, I watch sports and then I'll watch whatever show like we're gonna get lost with the wife that we have on our DVR or nowadays whatever's just saved on the stream.
So Sonny, you're watching Sonny for the 17,000th time.
Yeah, you're on a good mix. It's Seinfeld, Sonny, Schitt's Creek, Arrested Development.
Now Schitt's Creek's good.
Yeah.
It's kind of quirky, but I liked it.
Okay.
See, I do have range. You think I'd like a Canadian folk, like cult?
Just because it's shot in Canada.
No, they're all Canadian.
Okay. But
it's shot in Canada, don't you know? You can hear it in their oohs. Right?
Okay.
It and Kilkenny. Go figure.
I've never seen that. Okay, so we did have the 4th of July. We didn't have a show.
No, we did not.
I text James, hey, are we going to have a show? He sends me this, hell no.
No.
Not happening.
No.
Too late of a night, but it was a good 4th. We did also have Bobby Bonilla Day on July 1st.
That, which is always a great day for that man.
So for those who don't know, he still gets paid, what is like $1.3 million that's going to happen for still another, 12, 13 years, I believe?
2035?
Yes. So then you and I were talking about this, and you remembered another player getting paid something like this, and it was something that we're like, I remember this happening, but I didn't remember it was this guy.
Yeah.
So we looked into it. It's Ken Griffey Jr. When he went to the Reds, he got signed for 9 years, $11.2 million.
Think about that, a nine-year 11.2.
What are they talking about paying Judge right now? Like in the $300 to $400 million?
I mean,
for not even
they built
years?
Him a little Tyke Stadium for it, so yeah, they might as well give him the money.
He deferred this entire contract.
That's all. Well, he didn't need the money. He was making money in Seattle.
So now he gets paid, since 2009 until 2024, he got paid $3.6 million each year.
So from 2009 to 24, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
15 years of 3.25?
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
So he turned his...
About 45?
He turned his 11 into 45.
Taxes, so let's say you're coming out around 28.
He turned 11 into 45.
All right. Ken Griffey Jr. still.
Hey, we salute you, sir.
So let's talk about...
Great googly moogly.
Can I just go straight into somebody else getting paid? Because this just came out and this is...
Is this NBA?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Dame. Dame Dollar... Dame Time just got paid.
Well, I know he signed a 2-year extension?
Okay. Right now, already what his current contract is, this year, $42 million. Next year, $45 million. 2024, $48 million. 48.8, actually. The extension that he signed adds the next year, $58 million, so 25. And then in 26, he's going to make $63 million.
He'll be moved by then. I don't think you'll see
that. I know that that's crazy because right now we're like right around that 30, 40. Like, but this is going to, the way that money is going to blow up, I completely understand. Sports is getting bigger. There's only more markets we're going to touch. But,
I mean, these dudes are damn near.
And you look at like what John Wall barely played, what, 40 games in the last 3 years?
Jesus.
You look at some of these contracts where these guys get paid, but they barely play.
It's a good deal. That's a good deal. Do you see Jokic just signed an extension? Science is, how is everything in the historic?
Trying to get a motherfucking scholarship.
How is everything historic? Like, Jokic signs historic max extension. Can't they all sign the same exact amount? Like, you could only sign up to so much. So no. If it's the with a record $264 million super max contract extension.
Yeah.
Is that a record for the Denver Nuggets?
No.
No. It's a record for the Denver Nuggets. Well, Are we saying this is a record in the NBA?
Yes, as well.
Till when? Because didn't Zion just agree to a 5-year max extension worth up to 231? Okay.
Up to 231.
That's a Zion. I understand. Oh, playing and all that stuff. I get it. But I'm saying, like, how is every deal, like, again, which we'll get in the NFL soon enough, but like Deshaun's contract, like, it's the richest contract in NFL history. How is that true? Because it's the most guaranteed money. We can label it any we want. Because Pat Mahomes signed a 10-year, $500 million deal. I'm pretty sure $500 million is more than $231. I'm pretty sure unless Pat Mahomes fucking walks out in front of a bus and gets hit or decides to jump in a lake because his wife drives him crazy, he's going to see $500 million.
Or his brothers.
So what are we talking about?
So it's going, but it's all about guaranteed money. And that's where it's another way.
What are you telling me that's not guaranteed? Pat Mahomes' money isn't guaranteed in the sense that it's not guaranteed like if he didn't play, but he's going to play. You're not going to get rid of Pat Mahomes. Isn't going to become Antonio Brown.
Okay. I understand that. But when you want to come down to it, you could even look at, what's his name? Hernandez, who hit his contract. And then what happened? Does he deserve that money?
Who are you talking about?
Hernandez, fucking New England Patriots.
Oh, what about him?
So with his contract and what his wife was still trying to get money that was guaranteed.
Sure.
So, but obviously you say that this is guaranteed and then you say that there's a contract. So that actually still should be paid if it's guaranteed. If that kind of crap happens, no way trying to put that on anybody else. I'm trying to say that when shit goes down for real, that still is owed to that family, right?
No.
You don't think that that guarantee?
No. It's guaranteed to the player.
So $230 million.
Listen, it's guaranteed to the player, not his family.
But if he gets hurt and he never shows up on that field again, it's still owed to him.
They also, in those contracts, write in injury settlements.
Don't kill anybody.
No, every NFL contract has.
You're right.
Has like, injury settlements in
especially
it.
Especially after Jay Williams and
there's a ton of them.
Ben Roethlisberger.
There's a ton of them. Can't be doing that. Can't be doing this. You do this, this happens.
Yeah.
I'm sure there wasn't language in Hernandez's contract that says if you're killing people and throwing them in dumpsters that you're not going to get your money. But it's kind of implied when you go to jail.
What he was involved in, but we're going down something we don't need.
All right, back to the NBA. Back to the NBA.
Okay. So, have you heard about this kid named Chet Holmgren's?
Dude, what's so funny is when I first heard the name, I totally was thinking he was a different player on Gonzaga. I was thinking he was the dude with the mustache.
No. Yeah.
Was that guy on Gonzaga?
Yeah.
Both of them. That's who?
Yeah, that's both of them.
Okay. I thought that was Chet because the guy with the stash looks like a Chet.
No, this guy looks like a Chet.
You think so? I think he looks like his name should be like Usoff. Or like Viryich.
Really? He's not like that.
I mean, big, lanky, 7 foot tall white guy with dark hair. Most of those guys are European.
Mm.
I'm looking for like there should be an itch in his name. Stojakovic. You know what I mean? There should be an itch in his name. Vujicic, Jokovic.
Oh, Timmy. That was his name. Sorry.
Good old Timmy.
You just have to get the deep Russian in you. Homgrudelins.
I don't want deep Russian in me. Okay.
Sorry.
So, it's your thing. No, it's whatever.
Fine. I'm reading.
See, no, he does. He does look very European. If you told me his name.
He's 7 foot and skinny as can be. Like, this guy's ridiculous. But the stats that he is putting
Don't show me stats from Summer League, bro.
Don't show me stats from Summer
League. Show me a guy in the Summer League right now that's an NBA veteran.
What he did all-star. In the NCAA tournament and all this season, because you didn't watch any of it.
You're right, I didn't.
So, okay. So, he's a stud.
Okay. I'll wait for that to happen in the NBA because I just don't. I don't. Listen. Is he as athletic as KD? Because you were not comparing to KD, but saying, you know, because I do remember when KD came out, oh, he's too skinny, he can't shoot, he's not strong enough, he's not going to be able to do what he did in college, is 20-plus, whatever. And he changed his game, and he got stronger, and he was able to do what he did. Are you telling me that this kid's got that opportunity?
I'm telling you he's going to be a different player, that he's actually, it's impressive the way he plays both ways. Just listen to this. I know you don't want to hear stats, but you're going to hear freaking stats. 23 points on 7 of 9 shooting, okay? 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 6 blocks.
He's averaging?
That's what he did in his first game.
Oh, in a game in Summer League, right.
Yes. Okay. Rooks, okay, no.
Got to ask you a question. Okay. You've been to Summer League camps. You've been at the gym, and you've been the tallest player on the court, or damn, at times. There's always guys taller than you, but I'm saying at times you're, if not the tallest, second or third.
I was, okay, yeah.
Okay? So now you're playing with those types of guys. Remember, all the guys in Summer League that are trying to make a team, Chet's going to be on a team. Some of these guys are going to be starters. So they're playing against, in my opinion, lesser talent. So it's like if you go in and dominate in a game, you have 23 and 6 blocks. I mean, yeah, it was a good game, but I mean, it was one game at an open gym, essentially.
Not necessarily, because you have a lot of players who have been in the league and they've actually been able to play against the NBA already, and now they're coming back. Like,
you
look at Poole.
But there's levels to that.
And the jump that he made, because absolutely, there's levels to everything. Right. What do you think? This is basketball. No shit.
The worst guy on the team that never plays would beat all of us.
This kid is special, and he's going to do some incredible things. That's all I'm saying.
This NBA. We can leave it at that. Hey, this NBA soft if he's going to be special.
That's what people said about Steph Curry. That's what people keep saying about the way that the refs are.
Steph's 6'1". Okay. This dude's 7 foot.
So?
I'm just saying, like, you can't tell me that.
Look at when Giannis came into the league. Are you telling me that that boy hasn't put on muscle?
Oh, he put on a ton. Yeah, no.
So all these boys, they're young. You have to give them time. They are, what, 20, 21 years old. You look at the growth, you know, when you get to become a man is probably that 25 to 28.
I know. I'm just saying right now, he has shaky legs McGee doesn't scare me.
So neither did Durant. Neither did Giannis. Like, a lot of these people, they were good shooters.
And Giannis came out with almost no hype. Giannis came out with almost no hype.
Okay.
He was just on Milwaukee for a while. It was like 4 years.
Hyped?
He was, what, the number 2 pick in the draft?
He's not hyped like he's a Ja Morant.
Hold on, wait a minute. The best player in college basketball last year that won a national championship?
I don't think he was that hyped. Like, I mean, he's out
there. I don't watch it, and I knew who the fuck Chet was. I didn't know what he looked like, but I knew his name.
Point made.
Okay.
Not hyped enough. You don't even know what he looked like.
Hyped enough because I didn't watch, because I don't watch ESPN. I don't watch ESPN. I don't watch ESPN. If I watch ESPN, I'm sure I would have saw Chet. I'm sure they did deep dives on him during the tournament. And this week, we're going to talk to Chet Holmgren and his third grade teacher about what made him special. Like, I'm sure that shit was just going down on CBS or True TV or IDTV or TBS or TNT or wherever the hell they're showing March Madness.
And if it was fucking Cleveland or Ohio State or the Guardians or whatever the fuck, whatever fucking
team,
it would be brought up.
You can
even talk about the team that you love in Kentucky. We can even go into the blue team.
Talk about Ohio State basketball? Do I ever talk? Dude, Cleveland State basketball makes the tournament every year. Do I ever talk about it? No, because it doesn't
matter. We actually used to talk about Ohio State basketball when, what's his name?
You're going to say Greg Oden?
No.
Because that was...
It was after that. Was it Big Baby? No, not Big Baby. Who's the big boy that you guys had that was the center?
Greg Oden.
No, not that big. Big, like... stocky.
Jared Sullinger?
Sullinger. There you go.
Wow.
Remember, we used
damn,
to
I can't believe I pulled that one on my Jared Sullinger. Shout out Jared Sullinger.
I'm telling you. See, you did. You know these things, and this is where it's all going to come back to. So right now, if you really want to just like kind of weave it back,
mm-hmm.
should we start talking about Baker?
Oh, boy.
It happened.
It did happen. Officially. Officially.
I think it's going to lead
to Baker is no longer in Cleveland. Now.
Do you know the details of this?
Yes, and we can jump into that right now. So, obviously, I was kind of pounding the table, but that I'm not moving him until I know what's up with Deshaun. I'm not moving him until then. Reason being is because
so you're saying Baker, your Browns made a mistake.
No, I don't think they made a mistake. I think they know what's going to happen. I think they have an indication.
Jesus Christ, the NFL which, better give something.
Well, that's the thing is the NFL, this isn't necessarily going to fall on the NFL. As with the new CBA agreement, they decided to have a third party. And so they use a retired federal judge. Sue Robinson. We've gone over this.
Yes.
They have until the 11th, so they got two more days to turn in briefs.
And okay? Then Roger gets to still decide.
No. Roger can only decide if she rules anything other than no suspension. Now, she probably won't rule no suspension. But if she did, there's no appeals.
12 games.
So the fact that the NFL, who's been saying, we are adamant it's a year. We're adamant it's indefinite. We're adamant it's at least a year. And we're adamant that it's indefinite. Because indefinite is you have to reinstate.
Right.
You have to apply for reinstatement versus a suspension. The fact that the NFL is willing to go to 12 games. Hear me out on this, Rooks. The fact that the NFL is willing to go to 12 games all of a sudden. Now they're wanting to deal. Because they, I believe, have a feeling that Sue Robinson is going to rule in the favor of Deshaun Watson to the tune of less than 6 games. And I think the players union knows this already because there's a lot of things that the players union's holding on to that they haven't really, they've dropped little tidbits of, but they haven't, because remember, Robert Kraft got into trouble for something similar, but didn't get in trouble. Got arrested. If we're not recalling, it was during a sting operation in Florida. Jupiter Control. No, he did not.
Didn't he give?
The NFL's investigator, after investigating he did nothing wrong.
Legal system, not the NFL.
No, yeah, but the NFL investigated him.
Correct, but and he had to pay a fine.
But he still went and got, it was a misdemeanor, but he still went in front of a judge.
And paid
still,
a fine.
Understandable. Okay. The NFL investigated it, and after their chief investigator said, after reviewing it, we find that he didn't break any of our bylaws. He didn't get anything. The same investigator investigated Deshaun Watson. So how are you going to say one, even though it was one versus 66, 24, 3, whatever, 11, whatever. The situation is the same. Whether it's one, what do they say? Whether it's one or 100, it's one too many.
No, how much time has passed since that?
3 years.
Okay. How much time in our world, in our society, you were just talking about
Mexico. I know, a ton. Yeah, people don't remember it.
Okay, so you were talking about how,
but
like,
legality,
we have to
have Sue Robinson has to look at it, though.
So, but what is going to be pushed because of the way it looks? The same thing with these dang TV shows where you were talking about mm-hmm. you have to have all this different diversity and it has to be almost forced. When it doesn't necessarily need to be, understandable, but that's what brings in ratings. This is what is going to be done. He's going to get over 12 games.
Nope.
If he's lucky.
Nope.
He will be able to be reinstated after 10 to 12 games.
Nope, not going to happen. Okay. It will be less than that because I think Sue Robinson is going to make an example out of the NFL with what they've done. Also, more information that's coming out. That's why Deshaun has always been saying, listen.
You think a woman is going to make an example and be on Deshaun's side with this in
the
any
reason,
way? Like
this, this case now is going to become more less about Deshaun Watson and more about moving forward with the NFL with the way that they do things because it's a tit for tat. And you're going to say, you're going to the NFL, you want this for this guy, but you've got three owners over the last 10 years that we have documented between Jerry Jones, Daniel Snyder, and Robert Kraft, and nothing's been done, and now you want to drop the hammer on him. Because here's the thing. Also, one of the last five defendants that's left, four defendants that's left on this case situation, with Deshaun, her adult son was brought in to testify because she paid him to be quiet because she spoke very complimentative mm-hmm. of Deshaun even after their sessions and wanting more sessions and didn't feel like she was coerced at all. That's on an audio recording. You can't have stuff like that. There's too many cracks in the wall. How can you make a stern decision when there's too much unknowns? And when the NFL is doing all that pushing,
it's just...
I'm telling you, he gets 6 games or less.
All right. Well, we said at the... What did we bet?
They're never going to... I tell you this. The NFL and the Browns would rather him be suspended for an entire season than 12 games.
Yeah, that's... Well...
Because then you can make a decision because maybe your guy... That needs to leave
that's
your
where,
team
that's where I was
shows
going
up over here.
Correct. That's and we'll where talk I was about thinking that. That this might actually go. Is that this is going to be a domino effect of him going. However, because of the way that this worked out and the Panthers paying what almost $5 million of Baker Mayfield's.
Yep.
So they paid 10.
Yep. He took a pay cut, but pay cut in guarantees, it's all written up in the contract.
It's all relative.
In, well, the 3.5 million. Of 19 million is a good, you know, almost a fourth. You know what I'm saying? So that's got a lot of money to just walk away from. It's guaranteed. I could not play and I'm going to get that
does
money.
Does Carolina have taxes?
Yeah. They have state taxes. But
so does Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so it's like they wrote it back in incentives. So it's not like sure. As long as he plays relatively well, he'll get that back.
It's not a bad move. I really thought.
We got a compensatory fourth round pick.
Like you saying. They should have waited, as in Cleveland, should have waited. I would agree to a sense of he could have had an opportunity and you could have had a really motivated quarterback right now.
But I think what the tea leaves, all the information coming out of that area is that the Browns would have been able to do it. He wouldn't have been able to. His pride, his ego, which I understand, it'd be very hard for anybody to have to go from being the savior, from the penthouse to the outhouse because you got injured. But it's not just because you got injured. It's the way that you handled business while doing that. It was brought up, and it was right. Right after Myles Garrett smacked old Mason Racer Rudolph in the head with the helmet, Baker didn't defend him. Baker came out and said, that was stupid. He shouldn't have done it. He should and probably will be suspended. Even if you believe that, you don't go out and throw your teammate under the bus. You just don't.
A lot of stupid things that he did.
When you play hurt the entire season and put yourself and your next contract above your team, only to get to the last game of the season and say, I'm going to talk to my family and my team, not the Browns, his team around him, his brother, his agent, his friends, if he's going to play the last game of the season.
Right.
He bitched out.
Correct.
That lost the locker room. That lost locker room. Why is nobody coming out? Why is nobody?
Because he had already lost it.
Yes,
like,
that was the final nail in the coffin. You're right. He'd already lost it. With Odell Beckham Jr., he already lost it. Okay. And I was hard on the Odell thing because the optics looked like it.
Oh, yeah.
But then when you start seeing that the locker room is all praising OBJ and nobody's got Baker's back.
And then you have what's his name in Carolina who's now backtracking.
Robbie Anderson?
Yeah, saying that I don't want him here, but now.
Look, it's a bad look. This is a make or break for a guy that if he doesn't square it up, he'll be back at Oklahoma teaching teaching quarterback drills.
Okay.
Seriously. So he's got to put his big boy pants on.
Oh, he needed to.
Here's the reason why it didn't have to do with the injury on Baker Mayfield on why they moved away from him. That is not why they went after Deshaun Watson. They saw far too many times in times of need to win with an opportunity to win and having the ball, Baker came up short almost every single... There's only one time he didn't, and that was against the Bengals. That's it. One time where he was down and needed a score, and they won. That didn't happen. He would throw interceptions. He threw an interception against, four against Green Bay. That loss in the game. In a terrible season, they still could have ended up making the playoffs. Kansas City. You're just going to sit here and stare at your Niners helmet all
fine.
You want.
Yeah, it's fine.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
But you're going to listen to me right now because I got the microphone.
I'll get
you
through
too,
this
but,
crap.
Hey,
it's
hey,
fine.
Because remember, I saw the board. I'll mute your ass.
All this Brown shit.
So,
it's fine.
But you brought up Baker. I was willing to go where you were going. You were steering the ship. You steered it to Cleveland. Time for me to take over and give the tour.
The rant.
Listen.
No, I get it, man. You're in love.
With my team. Yeah, my city.
With
every. Okay. Yes.
You touch
Baker.
Cleveland, you touch Ohio.
With
okay.
this. With the way that this happened, that is where they realize that we're not going to win a Super Bowl with this guy. We can get there.
Yeah, we could get there.
Everything's got to go right.
Yep.
We have too much talent everywhere else
right,
to let the quarterback, which is the most important position, be the weakest, relatively speaking. relatively speaking. So yes, that's why they moved to make a move on Deshaun Watson.
And if he had this, if he played the exact same way, but he had a different temperament and a different he could stay calmer. Let's just simply put it that way. He would still be with the team.
Actually, I do think they still would have moved on for him if he would have played injured the way he did this last year, but kept his mouth shut and was like nice. They still would have seen that we know we can't win a Super Bowl with this guy, and Deshaun's available. Let's see what we can do. They would have done that. I think they were ultimately going to look at replacing him anyways because this crew didn't draft Baker Mayfield. This crew would have drafted Josh Allen.
Oh yeah, no yeah,
and that's sure. And that's not saying that with hindsight. Like Josh Allen because he's so good now, we would have taken him. I was pounding the table for Josh Allen, and my brother wanted Baker. Because he's got moxie and does have an arm, and Baker has a cannon of an arm. And he does have that chip on his shoulder. But guess who else has a cannon of an arm? Josh Allen. He just happens to be 6 inches taller than him, 30 pounds heavier. I would take that guy, and that's who I wanted, because I'm not a good...
He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
I will admit this, ladies and gentlemen. I am not a good evaluator of quarterback talent coming out of college. I'll just say it. Guys I like turned out to be shit. I didn't like turned out to be well.
You know all about Chet coming out of college.
Again, from the hip, didn't watch... I'm just giving you my observation.
Thanks, James.
You're welcome.
You did good.
I did. Well, we'll see.
Yes.
I just don't know.
And how many times am I right in these situations or at the end
not
of the year?
Not all the time, bro. Not all the
more
time.
More times than not?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that.
All right. Can I at least give it up to my boy?
Who? Oh, hold on. So we're done now? Baker's moved on.
No. Do you need anything else?
I think we're good. Okay. I mean.
We talked about the trade. We talked about how it's going to happen. We know that now. Jimmy G might be coming that way, but...
Baker and Darnold in the same room together.
Yep. Fun.
Darnold's bigger, stronger, faster. They probably have the same mental capacities for the playbook.
I just imagine them looking at each other and just be like, bro.
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 You're the third pick, I was the first pick. Isn't that weird?
Bro.
Both of us went to shit situations, huh?
Bro. Come on.
Or is Baker going to be like...
I have a commercial deal. Come on, bro. Shit. Dude, this is going to be so bad. Okay.
Do they have Progressive in Carolina? Insurance, yes.
It is
buildings
the Americas.
Now. It is the Americas, yes.
So I'm pretty sure they still have Progressive in Mexico, but who knows?
Well, you had to get insurance. The fact you had to get insurance.
Well, you have to get Mexican insurance. It's like 70 bucks, dude, for the 5 days. It's not that, like, you're acting like this is so mind-blowing.
It is. It just is. That's a lot of steps.
Okay.
It's a lot of steps.
How long is it going to take you to drive to Minnesota?
Oh, stopping, it takes me 2.5.
Okay. 2.5?
Days.
Okay, not hours.
Yeah, days.
Okay, so let's be
real. But I also stops at Pikes Peak.
Okay, so with all my stops, it's going to take me 8 hours.
Okay.
Okay, going across the border, which is an imaginary line, and all of a sudden...
Yeah, yeah, but that imaginary line means something because the rules are different on the other side of the imaginary line. If I get pulled over in Colorado, or I get pulled over in Montana, or I get pulled over
all
in
the rules are
South
different.
Dakota, and let's say I broke a speeding limit so bad that they're going to take me in and give me a ticket,
mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about dying in a Mexican jail if I'm going to the police station because I maybe was speeding.
Yeah, guess what?
Or I got a ticket.
You have cash on you and you don't even have to go to jail. You just pay the federales off.
Yeah, see, no. And they can just pull you over for the hell of it.
Correct.
And cops here can do that too, don't get me
and
wrong.
Okay, so you keep an extra $100, like, so you throw $50 their way if it happens. Like, it's not that hard, bro. And then you don't have, there's no big deal about it. Travel in a group and you're...
So you got a caravan this too.
Well, I'm taking my truck. Sean's taking his truck.
Okay, so you got to have... So it's like the Sith. Got to be two. At least got to be two.
Not necessarily. We've taken one truck down there before.
I'm just saying, my drive going... Yes, it takes me longer, but I also stop and see, like, Pikes Peak. I stop and see Mount Rushmore. I stop and see the Badlands. I usually stop at a couple of cool stores in Colorado.
There's an amazing mountain that has a painting of Mother Mary. Is that right? Okay. I don't want to say the wrong one.
No,
if I'm... There's quite a few abandoned... compounds, mm-hmm. Let's say. Gorgeous.
Okay. Abandoned. What are you doing with those?
Oh, this is all the stops I get to see. Well,
you stop and go into them and look at them and take it in? Okay, I was like, damn, bro.
Hell no. No, you don't stop. Like, we would normally stop.
See, right there. Right there's the problem. You don't stop. You're pissing in Gatorade bottles, bro.
No. We stop to go to the bathroom. We stop more times than just get tacos.
I'm sure once you're there, here's the thing. I'll tell you. Once you get to the destination you're at, I'm sure it's safe.
Yeah, we don't stop in Nogales. We go straight through. Like, you're talking about, like, straight cardboard houses on hills.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
No. Okay, so let's get back to it. Trent Williams, first offensive lineman to become a Madden 99.
Yep.
That's amazing. I didn't realize that there was no other offensive lineman ever that wasn't a 99.
Well, before, so here's the thing, though. The last couple of great left tackles and linemen were before they started this Madden 99 club.
That is true.
Because that Madden 99 club wasn't a thing 10 years ago. About 6 years ago, 5 years ago, maybe, it started becoming a thing.
So do they still give it to you? Like, because I know they have older players in there. So if there's a...
Yeah, when they release the cards for the older players, they're all 99s or 97s. You can build them up. They're just saying, in the game, when you play, you that dude's a 99. Chain? No, they don't. Right. Legends don't get that. That's what I'm saying. This is all marketing. This is all for the game, oh, you know, which is cool. Which is cool, and I agree. But it's like, yeah, they didn't start this from the beginning. Madden didn't come up with the Madden 99.
No, he paid... Like, no, Madden... was the commercial genius. We talked about this after he passed, about all the different things he did.
And well, they wanted
jumping
his,
through the walls and all
they
that
wanted
shit.
It, just his name on it. And he was like, if I'm putting my name on it, I got to see what you're doing. It's going to be real football. And he went in and, with the designers and like,
yeah, because wasn't there something that
it was terrible.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm not putting my name on this. Let me get in here and help these guys. And he did, and it created what it was.
And look, it's the greatest game in my
life. I will tell you this. Anybody under the age of
30?
20? 20 probably never watched a game of football where Madden actually called it, and anybody under the age of 40 never saw him coach.
If you were like 7 or 8 and watching it, yeah, maybe. But
when was he done? Early 2000s?
Time flies. You're actually,
I'm gonna
right.
say
it,
no I'm gonna
it
say
it might have been 12 to 15
yeah,
years
yeah
ago.
Yeah, that's my thought.
Gosh dang, we time flies. It's unreal.
Right? So he's a 99. Well, and he is one of the most athletic football players to ever play, let alone as an offensive lineman. He's like Aaron Donald. Donald is the like defensive version of, you know what I'm saying? Of Trent Williams.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Aaron Donald's unreal, but I would even say that
Aaron Donald's going to go down as the number one or number two, the number one or number two greatest defensive tackle of all time.
So the last time Pat Summerall and Madden called together was 2002.
Okay, yeah. So if you are under 20.
And I know he did some games after that. But
if you're
roughly,
under 20, yeah. You probably never heard him. And like I said, if you're under 40, you never saw him coach.
Yeah. No, God, yeah.
Because I was born 81. I think he was done coaching 81 or 82. So, I might have been, but I wouldn't want,
we've all seen the games and the highlights of it.
But I remember him vividly calling games for years. Like, I can still picture that and see it. And, you know, his love and affection for Brett Favre and the turducken and the, you know, the whole thing. The booms and all that. Like, I love it.
Whammy.
It's so interesting that the game has become, the video game has become what it has.
It's, and what characters have become off of him, like, and like the... He's literally bigger than life. And like,
yes, he was.
I
rest
was
in peace.
Luckily enough, I never got to actually meet him, but I saw him from about maybe 6-7 feet
That's
away
because awesome.
He was at my little brother's.
And he's a large dude.
So in Pleasanton, California, was out visiting family, watching my little brother play football. And his grandson was playing football. So he's right there with the wife. And I'm like, that's John Madden standing there by himself over in the corner. Started walking that way, and I'm never that guy that wants to, that's so rude, I feel like. He's here for, you know, I'm not going to go up.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe, I really just wanted to shake his hand at the same point.
Is where me and you are a lot alike.
Yeah.
When I see celebrities or athletes or people that, I'd never, oh my God, or go run up or, hey,
if
can I get a picture?
If I ever saw Kobe, I would have
never,
asked. That's the one.
It's never that. I've always, it's usually, and I've ran into a few, Brian Urlacher, Tony Hawk, a few of them, you know, in the airport and stuff. Hey, really appreciate your art, really appreciate your craft, and I keep it moving. The only time I ever had was, remember, you watched Sons of Anarchy?
Mm-hmm.
Remember
when
Frankie Diamonds?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we ran into all of them in Vegas. That was my mom and dad. They ran into Bobby.
What's the name of the scar, right?
Bobby and Chibs and a few others, and we got to talk to them, and they were very engaging. They engaged us,
yeah,
which was cool. But like, actually, again, in the Vegas airport, I was in the airport, and Frankie Diamonds, the guy that played Frankie Diamonds, who his name is escaping me right now, which I feel ridiculous, but he was the real Hell's Angel. He was a bodyguard for Pam Anderson. He was a bodyguard for Jean-Claude Van Damme. He's a bodyguard for Stallone. He was a bodyguard to the stars back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Gold glove boxer. Bad dude. Saw him. We made eye contact. And he's like, hey, how you doing? You know, I was like, yeah, I'm good. You know, I recognize, you know, I really love your work. He's like, you want a picture of something? So I was like, yeah, sure. So I took a picture with him. But I normally don't ask for a photo, and I don't ever ask for autographs.
Yeah, no.
It's usually just, I would like to just say thank you because you've brought me either years of entertainment or, you know, a profound, you maybe you've changed my life.
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, the one person I can absolutely remember having a moment with was Mark McGwire, and I've told this story before. Where I was younger and lucky enough to walk up next to him and his wife in Costco with my mom. So that was an amazing story. But I've also been really lucky to play, being able to be in different sports situations where I've been able to play with a lot of athletes.
Yep.
Which is really, really cool. So then that's a story. Like, that's something to me that means more than something that somebody put their John Hancock on the
wall. I could care less about the autograph. Granted, I say that, and I have autograph memorabilia in the studio, but none of it was, can you sign this for me? Correct. All of this has been purchased.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I have different Jordan autographs. I have different, Frank Gore, like the one that should be up on the wall already. But there's different things that, like, I've had given to me or that I've actually bought just because that moment, like a picture signed of that shot, right? Kobe's rookie cards.
Like, I am one lying-ass motherfucker right now. I have one piece of memorabilia, two pieces of memorabilia that I got signed.
Okay.
Like Eric Metcalf, shout out the great Eric Metcalf, who would be a friggin' superstar in the NFL today if he got to play in today's game because of what he brought to the table. There's a picture of him returning a punt return. It was his second punt return in a game against the Steelers. It was awesome. And I remember watching that as a kid. I was probably like 7 or 8 years old when this happened. And that photo, he was here for some Browns backers event, and I was able to have him sign this picture of, like, it's burned in my brain from when I was a kid. I close my eyes now, I can picture myself jumping up and down, my dad losing his shit, watching it in the TV in Akron. I can picture it. And then that picture, and he signed it for me.
Yeah.
And then the
helmet.
The helmet over here. Kevin Mack and Eric Metcalf. But I have a story, and it was, they were at a thing. It wasn't me running up on them and seeing them at dinner. So yes, there's a time and place for those things, and it will never be sold.
Yeah.
I don't buy this. I don't get this stuff to sell it. Like my uncle Zabrowski, shout out Z. Hope you're doing well, Z. Love you, Z. Most of this vintage stuff was his that he's been trekking around the world for 30 years.
Well, I think that's a lot years. Of our age have different pieces of memorabilia from our family. Like it's kind of been passed down at this time. Cause we're about at the time where, in the next 5-10 years, this is going to start going to the kids, right?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. None of this shit's going nowhere. I'm not giving any of this stuff to anybody until they're ready.
Okay.
Maybe. Why do you think I ended up with this? Because my cousin Gunner, he didn't want this stuff. He's not a big sporty guy.
No, I get it.
So it made sense for us.
Trust me, we all love it. And it's part of who we are.
I got a toy figure sitting around here right now. Granted, they're starting lineup, so if you know, you know.
I came into the studio today, and James had to express the 3 new figurines that he got.
Not figurines. You can call them figurines.
Figures?
Yeah, there you go.
From different sports, mostly football.
Y'all remember.
A little bit of basketball.
Starting lineup.
First off, he says, oh, hey, here's Dion, and then here's Dion. So we got the Atlanta, and then we have the Cowboys. Oh, But I'm gonna get the Niners one.
I just didn't see the Niners one that
I wanted. Whatever. You had to point that out first thing off.
Like letting you know that I'm thinking about you. And
who's
that
the Niner that you have out there?
There isn't one.
Thank you. I have
granted.
Okay.
I will get one. I just wanting the one I wanted,
I know,
and they
where
didn't
I stand.
Have it on eBay. Sorry.
Look on Amazon, man.
No, I'd rather buy these on eBay.
I'm going to buy a shit ton now and just like my side of the table.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, back in the day in the 80s and the 90s, the starting lineup
like
made these figures that depict players from all the sports. And I've got a slew of them. I remember these when I was a kid. It was a big deal to me when I was a kid because you used to line them up. It's like how you played.
Yeah.
And so this is before video games where you had, like, football video games. So, like, I'd set these things up on a table. Yeah, that's Ken Griffey Jr.
I was going to say, is that Griffey?
Yeah. It's the only baseball one I have that's not a Cleveland Indian. That's right. I said Indians because these were all Indians. They're not Guardians. None of them played for the Guardians.
I love how
if they played for the Guardians, I'd say it, but they didn't.
You have 2 prices.
Yeah, it was the only basketball ones I had. I had to get Shaq. And then I got, look at that Marley one, though.
Yeah.
Dude, in the warm-up suit, the 90s warm-up, those warm-up suits were clean, bro.
Yeah, I played against him, so.
Oh, against Dan Marley?
And his brother.
I remember his brother. I remember playing basketball against his brother.
I hated playing when they played
at
together.
At LA Fitness. Oh, I'm sure. Because they're both massive.
Well, and they would just walk across half court and shoot.
They all do that, and which so makes it ridiculous.
At Mountainside, it's not a huge, it's like smaller than a high school court, but it's just big enough to where it's, you can still play an adult game that everybody's running. They would, it was so unfair. And then you'd start running up on them and then burn right past you.
Yeah. But you're like 47 still yamming.
Anyways.
Question real quick. Where do you think KD's going? You think he stays in Brooklyn? Don't. Now, here, I'm going to put a caveat on it. If you think it's Golden State because you want it to be Golden State, don't use that opinion.
Hell no, I do not want him back in Golden State.
Really? Because of what you'd have to give up to get him?
Oh, we'd be giving up at least three or four players.
You'd have to sign Wiggins, give up Wiggins,
probably.
And either Wiseman or Moody.
Yeah. I mean, there's too much. And he is, when has he stayed in a home that he's happy? He's not as bad as Kyrie, but he's just a shitster. Who fucking leaves Golden State? He's thought that that wasn't right. Yeah, fuck you. Go to Brooklyn. We'll still win a championship without you, and we ain't signing you back. We don't want you. No, does not go there. I mean, we heard obviously Portland. He's not going to Portland. I think Brooklyn's going to try and do something in their favor, but it's going to have to be interesting because if they make a package with Kyrie and that shit ends up going to LA and they make that work, that's unreal that they would. What was it, 10 years ago when they canceled the Chris Paul trade to LA? That shit needs to happen. You can't have. Well, I guess.
What? Can't have what?
Kyrie, KD, LeBron.
Never happen. They can't package a deal money.
There's something close enough
to get KD and Kyrie.
They can do a three team.
Why would Brooklyn even entertain that one if they did them separately? They would get more
Russell
return.
Westbrook, and then that's where the
fuck.
Three
who cares
team,
about man. Russell Westbrook? That's only to match salaries for one season.
You got to get Kyrie and KD out the building.
So I would move KD somewhere else. You want to move Kyrie to LA? Fine.
I'm just saying. And I don't think they're going to. I don't think it's going to be a package.
There's no way.
I'm saying I don't think it's going to be a package. However, it could be, and if it is, that shit could be going to LA. Now, Toronto is supposed to be in the mix, but there's no way I can see KD wanting to go to Toronto unless he wants to calm down and stop.
I could totally see him playing in Toronto. I don't think they have enough power.
KD's made so much money, especially off the court.
But he's still not going to take less money, so you're still going to pay him. So my thought is KD is a snake in the grass. The Slim Reaper is a shit stirrer. We know all this. The question to me becomes, is he out to try to win another championship? Because what do you, unless, okay, so it's three
no,
things.
Then
is he out? Is he out to still win another championship? Is he just out to make the amount of money he wants to make? Or is it he loves playing basketball and he wants to be happy playing basketball? He's done everything that he's been able to do in the sport. He's been an MVP. He's won championships. He's made all the money in the world. He's invested well with the people in San Francisco and those startup companies, and he's going to be,
he will
be close to being a billionaire by the time he's done. I know LeBron's the first one to do it while still playing. That's right. Yeah. LeBron's still doing it. But I could see him wanting to go to Canada, potentially. Potentially.
I mean,
just for that aspect of it being different, you're in a different spot. Why would he say, but he threw out there, KD supposedly said.
Miami.
Phoenix.
So
he would like to play with Book.
He wants to play with Booker, and he wants to get that shot duo. I don't think, I mean, that was the very first team that came out, and everybody, obviously, in the office was just like, oh, my God, this is going to happen. Nah, so
I'd love to see it happen.
But then you're giving up, what, probably Cam?
Sure.
I mean, Bridges?
Hey, I'm giving up Cam, Bridges, and Ayton.
So
you're giving up three starters for KD, but you were already going to lose one anyways.
You're probably not going to re-sign Ayton because Ayton's going to want a max deal, right?
You have to sign him and trade him.
Right. Like, so
you have to sign him and then trade him for KD.
I just don't see it happening. There's too much.
There's more firepower here that doesn't deplete the team. Yes, you lose Cam Johnson, who's an inconsistent shooter. Yes, you lose Mikal Bridges, who had a hell of a defensive player of the year series, but you can't count on him for 20 or 30. You can count on him for maybe 14.
The Suns will be stupid enough to make some crazy move, and they will give up.
I think you can give up Ayton, who was going to be gone anyways, who you already said you couldn't win with him. And so basically, to me, you weren't going to keep Ayton and you weren't going to trade him. He was just going to leave. So if you're able to sign and trade him, you're really giving up Cam Johnson and Mikal Bridges for KD. I think when you look at it that way, that's a deal you make.
You can make up for some role players because you know that those are not going to be your huge stars. They're definitely bigger than just a role player, like a smaller role player when you think about it.
Right, they'll lose, like Jay Crowder left, right?
Correct. So, like,
or is going to, which good riddance.
I mean, but that's a great role player. He had games where...
No, not a great role player.
You didn't like him because he didn't hit so many parlays for you.
He's so inconsistent. No, I don't want to make it about gambling because that's kind of fucked up that like it's just about the money because it's not. Yes, he ruined a lot of my parlays. But before I could gamble in this state, he ruined a lot of games. Lost games, didn't show up. I like the dude. I was so happy when we got him in Cleveland. He just didn't. He wasn't the player in Cleveland that he was in Boston.
Correct. He's a smaller which is who role player. Wanted. He's not the biggest role that needs to be, but he did what he needed to, I thought. But let's switch over because this is, I think, is important. Is that so? We're finally hearing more about Brittany Griner, and we finally got to see pictures of her and hear from her. She actually pleaded guilty. And
that was strategic.
This is the whole.
She
plan
pleaded guilty because not because she's guilty.
No, and well. She's guilty. She has it. But under their law and the way it's written is that it's like she was carrying a massive amount. That's not true. Now, with this, they're trying to do a swap for prisoners. From what my understanding, that's the whole plan behind her pleading guilty so now that this can happen.
That's wild.
Is that what you heard?
Yeah. And a lot of us think that she had a vape pen, and that they either planted or just said she had a bunch.
I bet you. Because
I will tell you this.
She probably had like a vape pen and like two cartridges.
And I'm telling you this. She's played in Russia before.
Okay? So many WNBA players.
Right. Yes. A lot of them play in Europe in the offseason, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think she doesn't understand what customs is like going through any of these countries? You think that all of a sudden she decided, you know what? I can definitely get through here with fucking major weight. No. No.
No.
No. This is, they had an opportunity taking them. Here's how disconnected Russia is.
Yes.
They thought this was really going to put America on its knees.
Oh, they thought we were going to like start some shit and that like.
It's like, no.
It was
going to
be way more political. And the way that everybody kind of understood and said, don't fucking talk about it because it's going to cause more political issues. It got shut down pretty quickly, and it's now becoming more of an issue.
I will tell you this. If we had somebody else in office instead of who's currently in office,
next day.
Could you imagine? Yeah, next day. And could you imagine the trash talk? I'm going to give you one. Like, I just could not imagine the
shit show of that signing of the handshake and everything.
We're going to go get her back, ladies and gentlemen.
He's
we're going to get her back. Yeah.
Fucking on the horse. Yeah. Show up. Fucking Putin. Dude, I'm not going to say
it. But you get what I'm saying.
Yes.
That this is a political thing. And it wasn't. And never, they overplayed their hand.
And it'll get worked out. It just really
is it wrong?
Sucks
yes. Is it wrong? 100% it's wrong.
But how many times has it happened? And how many times have we done that to some wrong shit in a lot of different ways, too?
It happens to Americans all the time in other countries, as it happens here, I'm sure. It is what it is. You just got to be smart about where you travel. Granted, she was going there for work because it's where she played ball, and I get that. And that's what I'm saying. Makes
me
think.
Are you trying to give me a goddamn underlining message here?
Hey, you take it how you want. I wasn't trying to, but the fact that you took it that way, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Hey, I got my family.
I do think they'll get that resolved. Yes, I think that's terrible that it's going on, obviously, over some bullshit.
100. It's ridiculous, but she got used as a ploy, a chess piece, and it just really sucks. Sucks for her and her wife. The fact that she's not even in playing right now, like she should actually be in the middle of her season.
And they tell she's like in a small, like 5 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, granted, they're not used to. Listen, Russian people may be wide, but they're not always the tallest.
Nah,
there's some, but I'm saying like,
did you not see Rocky? Like, he was big.
He was also genetically engineered
against Sylvester Stallone. Everybody's big. You're pretty close to looking.
I'm taller than him. I'm looking down on Sly.
I mean,
I'm not looking down on Sly. He's wider than me, obviously.
He's got a lot of things on him.
Yes. I mean,
okay.
Just saying.
This is a really, really long show.
We're at an hour and 5 minutes, bro.
So can I bring up one thing that I saw that was super interesting, and we'll go completely off, and we'll go back to entertainment, since now that we were just talking about that.
Well, shit, we're almost done. I don't
have you ever Googled what can Tom Cruise do?
No.
Bro.
I'm assuming it's everything.
Yes. He has license for everything. Airplanes, yeah. Motorcycles.
Had to.
Climbed mountains, like skydiving, scuba diving, has his own boat. Like anything and everything. He can hold his breath for 6 minutes.
Bro, did you see the picture of him on top of the... I'm going to call it the Dubai. Wiz Khalifa, but it's the Burm Khalifa.
And then Will Smith...
Burj Khalifa.
Will Smith did it too, but he had the
Will Smith was strapped and gapped, which you should be when you sit there. You see Tom Cruise's picture? He's fucking barefoot.
With no ropes. Just sitting.
Sitting on the tippy top of the tallest building in the world, smiling, knowing that...
I'm an alien.
His Scientology Jesus will save him. Yeah. Save me, John Travolta.
You know
save me.
He floated right there. He's floating. It's fine.
He's wild.
So anyways.
But we got into this, and this is for another show, because me and Pat did it, and I had him go through the whole thing, and we'll do this, but Tom might be the greatest actor of our generation. When you start looking at everything he's done and everything he's been in and the bangers of movies that he's had. Okay, I know we got Leo. We got Damon. You got DiCaprio. Acting. Look at all the different movies he's made. And are you not entertained? And he flies, all his own stunts.
I haven't been entertained for a long time with him.
What? Have you not watched any Mission Impossible?
Not since like 2 or 3.
So you're missing out. You didn't watch him like run around that building?
I saw the last
one.
Okay, so wait. The last one I saw a part where he was in Dubai and he was hanging on the
outside. Oh, yeah.
Okay, that was part of the last one I saw.
And so you didn't see him barrel roll an Apache helicopter in a canyon under a bridge, basically. And that's him. Him flying. Okay?
I'm sure it is, but James, no, I don't.
I'm just saying, a few good men?
So no, I'm not always entertained.
Wow.
Oh, yes, dude. A few I'm good saying, men. Don't get
up,
me wrong.
Put up their movie catalog.
Like, we're talking about the 80s? Oh, Cocktails? Hell yeah.
A Few Good Men. Rain Man.
Oh, Rain Man. For sure. Don't get me wrong. Bro. There's a lot. Top Gun back in the day. Like
Tropic Thunder?
His dancing, especially if you watched after the movie ends.
And didn't know it was him.
Yeah.
Didn't know it was him when you saw the movie. Went to the theaters, saw the movie.
You didn't know?
Didn't know it was him until after, because I didn't know any of the pub coming out that he was going to be in the movie. I remember them saying Tom Cruise might be in the movie. I didn't know that was him in the makeup.
I didn't know he was going to be, but once you saw
him. I didn't at all. At all. I was just like, I didn't at all. I'm maybe naive, but I was like, and then at the end, I was like, that was awesome. Who was that guy? And then I was like, holy shit, that was Tom Cruise.
Punch him in the face.
It was so good, dude. It was so good.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yes, he is. I'm going to put him up there with Denzel and Tom and all the other ones.
Okay, he's not the greatest actor, but like, if you want to talk about money, he's put up
numbers. Top five of our generation is all I'm saying.
Hey, numbers don't lie. I'm not going to lie. We're not going to go crazy with it. He can be up there, but it's definitely not the greatest actor. All right. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, I will see you.
When you get back, we will have some information, I am sure. We may have a decision on Deshaun Watson by then. May.
Probably not,
but you're right, but we might. Basketball, I don't think KD and them will be gone, moved yet.
No, it's going to take a process because it's going to take a mountain for all that to get moved. There's way too much around this. I mean, you look at all the bigger trades that have happened over the years. It typically takes about a month or so. We still have plenty of time. It's summer league ball. They're not super focused on that right now. But we are going to do something interesting with the basketball.
Yeah, so real quick, before we get out of here, ladies and gentlemen, I know it's been a long, long one, but hopefully you're out mowing your grass. If you have grass, you're sitting in your garage chilling. Shout out Papa Mert. Maybe out on the golf course listening to us. But
I use the blower on all the...
We are definitely going to do something unique in my mind. Me and Pat were sitting around here. He was in here. Shout out Pat Stat Guy. I was talking about, you know, maybe doing an NBA redraft of like the all-time greats. You know, maybe just like six teams. You know, we draft 10 guys.
Or maybe you're not that smart and they're not an all-time great, but we're going to redraft.
Listen, I will guarantee you this. There will be people drafted that are not in the top 75.
100.
And I would agree with it. You've been saying that a lot. You've been on this 100 kick today.
It's all right.
I'm going to count them. Ding, ding. Thank God we don't have a drinking game.
What?
What? Mm. Yeah, between those two. So what we're going to do is we're going to get together. I got six people. We might extend it to eight, but right now we're at six. We're going to go through. I respect their opinions on basketball. They've been around for a while. They, you know, I may not agree with them, but I know they know the sport. So we're going to do, we're probably going to do it over Zoom. We're not going to play the recording of it, but then we'll just come back with the results and talk about it. And maybe we'll bring one of the guys on or two of the guys on that were part of it. But I'd like to see, put everybody's basketball skill and knowledge together to see what happens. Because I bring this up, Rooks brings it up, and him and CJ, shout out CJ, and Marley and Brett, you guys did one.
Oh, yeah. As soon as we talked about this, immediately, of course, my family loves basketball, so we did it already.
Sports fan is like, we're in, let's go. And the teams turned out pretty cool. Rooks will take a picture, throw it up on Instagram.
Yeah.
Let you guys know.
It's kind of fun.
And just take a look at it. But we'll get that out. We'll do that in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, we set some rules around it so it's you're building the best team. You're not just drafting the best players of all
time.
Yeah,
right? You got to have a center, power forward,
right,
small forward.
You want to build the best team and whose team would build it. And then we're actually going to throw this into a simulator.
Yep.
Give us some points.
And see
then we'll
what's
rank
what.
Ourselves. And we'll see how many people completely disagree because it doesn't matter.
Because it doesn't make sense.
And then
I'm looking at you, CJ. Wrong. I saw your team. Your team's not beating Rooks' team. I'm just saying. On the floor, your team's not beating his team.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Granted, that'll be in a few weeks. We'll get it out here in 3 weeks. Sir, we'll be back on the radio.
Yep.
August 1st. Monday, August 1st. We will be back on the radio.
My birthday.
August 1st, your birthday?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, we'll be going.
I've only known you 20 years. Didn't know that. Granted, I'm terrible with birthdays. Everybody knows I'm terrible with birthdays, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because
no.
I'm terrible with birthdays.
I don't
know my mom and dad's birthday. I just know the month.
I'll randomly throw you a gift here and there.
You did. Well, yeah, you but my 40. Wife had a surprise 40th birthday party, invited everybody, so hence you brought me a
gift. So I had to, but yes.
Yes.
But I still plan. I bought that shit like a month and a half early. Normally,
yeah.
That does not happen.
No.
So I cared.
You did.
For one time out of our 20-year relationship.
That's not true.
I'm sure I've bought you quite a few things over the years, but it's...
Drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I helped you
cigars.
Get your wife.
Yes.
Or soon to be.
I mean...
I'll make sure that actually officially...
Yes,
make sure
yes.
It'll happen.
Hey, that's 90 days from today.
Okay.
It's 90 days from today.
We're
rambling. Sorry, folks. But I know you love it. It doesn't matter. These are usually the best shows when we go on and ramble and maybe bicker a little bit. You know? Either way, I wish you could see it in here. I mean, it's a haze. Rooks is standing for the show. We turn the mics up. He's closer to the mic. That's probably why it sounds better.
Because
you don't want to miss what he says because he's got good shit to say. Just sometimes he's all the way back here.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Like
but we
keep,
got
you
it.
Gotta, you got to keep it interesting. You know, I got to keep the sound. Oh, wait. What did
yeah,
he say? Okay.
Yeah, you got people going, is something wrong with my headphones?
No, it's just... You know, mix things up. James is loud as shit, so you got to
always
gotta
have,
bounce.
Always will be. If yeah. I'm not, there's a problem.
All right, man. I will see you when I get back from Mexico.
All right, dude. Good luck.
All right. One Later. Love, everybody.